Savagery, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 1, The World Stare, page 97. All thought can know, or widest sight perceive, and all that thought and sight can never know. All things occult and rare, remote and strange, were near to heart's contact, felt by spirit sense. Asking for entry at his nature's gates, they crowded the widened spaces of his mind, his self-discoveries flaming witnesses, offering their marvel and their multitude. These now became new portions of himself, the figures of his spirit's greater life, the moving scenery of his large time walk, or the embroidered tissue of his sense. These took the place of intimate human things, and moved as close companions of his thoughts, or were his soul's natural environment. Tireless the heart's adventure of delight, endless the kingdoms of the spirit's bliss. Unnumbered tones struck from one harmony's strings, each to its wide-winged universal poise, its fathomless feeling of the all in one, brought notes of some perfection yet unseen, its single retreat into truth's secrecies, its happy sidelight on the infinite. All was found there the unique has dreamed and made, tinging with ceaseless rapture and surprise, and an opulent beauty of passionate difference, the recurring beat that moments God in time. Only was missing the sole timeless word that carries eternity in its lonely sound, the idea, self-luminous key to all ideas, the integer of the spirit's perfect sum that equates the unequal all to the equal one, the single sign interpreting every sign, the absolute index to the absolute. There, walled apart by its own innerness, in a mystical barrage of dynamic light, he saw a lone, immense, high-curved world pile, erect like a mountain chariot of the gods, motionless under an inscrutable sky. As if from matter's plinth and viewless base, to a top as viewless, a carved sea of worlds climbing with foam-maned waves to the supreme, ascended towards breadths immeasurable. It hoped to soar into the ineffable's reign. 100 levels raised it to the unknown. So it towered up to heights intangible, and disappeared in the hushed conscious vast, as climbs a storied temple tower to heaven, built by the aspiring soul of man to live near to his dream of the invisible. Infinity calls to it as it dreams and climbs. Its spire touches the apex of the world. Mounting into great voiceless stillnesses, It marries the earth to screened eternities. Amid the many systems of the One, made by an interpreting creative joy, alone it points us to our journey back, out of our long self-loss in nature's deeps. Planted on earth, it holds in it all realms. It is a brief compendium of the vast. This was the single stair to being's goal, a summary of the stages of the spirit, its copy of the cosmic hierarchies, refashioned in our secret air of self, a subtle pattern of the universe. It is within, below, without, above. Acting upon this visible nature's scheme, it wakens our earth matter's heavy doze to think and feel and to react to joy. It models in us our diviner parts, lifts mortal mind into a greater air, makes yearn this life of flesh to intangible aims, links the body's death with immortality's call. Out of the swoon of the inconscience, it labors towards a superconscient light.